It's a Tuesday edition of Ozarks at Large. Let's ignore the idea that Labor Day signals summer's end. The KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series is not over, but the last concerts are on the horizon. The Peter Martin and Romero Lombombo duo will perform twice Saturday night at the Geisinger Music House on the Fayetteville Square at 7 and at 9:30. Robert Ginsberg, the curator for the annual concert series and host of Shades of Jazz on KUAF, recently reached both musicians. He asked them about their previous collaborations with other artists like Diane Reeves, Christian McBride, and Wynton Marsalis, and he also asked them about their work as a duo.
When did you first meet, and whose idea was it to perform together?
So we met and 15 years ago, maybe.
Yes, well, that's what I think. Yeah.
And really, yeah. Diane Reeves brought us together. I mean, I've known of Romero and enjoyed his music and admired him from afar before then, just from his reputation and you know, hearing him play on recordings and live. But in terms of playing together, it was really with Diane Reeves. She brought us together. Romero had been working with her for many years. I had worked with her back in the 90s as well. And, you know, she's really great about sort of forming musicians that are complementary, not just for her voice. I mean, I think that she has an innate feel for that for sure, but she loves being part of a group, and she's a great band leader and kind of putting together musical personalities. So I think we really benefited. I know I did benefited by meeting Romero. We kind of synced musically and personally kind of right from the beginning.
Exactly that, but what happens is that when you start playing on a stage with Diane, which is fantastic always, you start of course, listening to the other musicians also, that Peter, especially piano and guitar, we have something that is normally, you have to be a special players to play together, otherwise it's hard, you know, too hard, harmony type of instrument.
Yeah.
So Peter and I start really enjoying this thing that's complementary, you know, like, I mean, so it's like we complement each other.
And it also seems like you're a lot more exposed in that environment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
and I think the exciting thing with piano and guitar, it is such a unique combination, is that it can be so powerful and interesting and complementary, or it can go the other direction. It's like, you know, it's like a great relationship with someone. It can become very combustible and go negative. But if you are lucky enough to play with a great player like Romero that's sensitive and powerful and listening and all these things at the same time, then you kind of get caught up in that wave of the great complementary things that the instrument can do.
When you perform as a duo, does that accentuate the importance of the use of space in your playing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We have to have that conscience of about space, about silence. Silence is a beautiful part of the music because it makes everything else important when you have the silence, you know. Not saying that our music has a lot of silence moments, no. But when we need the silence, we are not afraid of providing that. And that's a very good and mature way of playing. And everything we do then have a different colors because of that.
The reviews of your duo concerts speak about how you two have merged these different musical styles and backgrounds. As a Brazilian native from Rio de Janeiro who relocated in the States many years ago, Romero, you bring this sort of samba and bossa nova sensibility to the mix. And Peter, you grew up in my hometown in St. Louis, but you spent a considerable amount of time in New Orleans, which adds those flavors into this gumbo. And of course, the mixing of styles and influences is what this music is all about. But could you two dive in just a little bit deeper for me regarding your musical points of contact and how they come to life in your performances?
Yeah, well, the biggest kind of meeting point we found musically was really jazz. You know, we and what's so exciting about playing with Romero is that you know, Romero brings a Brazilian sensibility to jazz that is so authentic, but he looks at it as like an American form that he came to be a part of. But it was actually very much the same way that I looked at, like, once I discovered jazz growing up, I was like, wow, I want to be a part of this. So it was almost like, you know, we have this language that, I mean, luckily he speaks English very well, because my Portuguese is not nearly as good as we realized kind of slowly over a lifetime that jazz is really our language. And so that when we start, you know, we talk about New Orleans, and I introduced him to some New Orleans grooves. He already knew a bunch, but it's so similar, you know, when you use that sort of prism of jazz, Brazilian, bossa nova, samba, all these great grooves, they all exist within jazz music when the jazz musicians kind of have that sensibility of improvisation and openness and exchange of ideas and being in the moment. The sensibility that a jazz musician is a very special thing. Like, you're open to something happening that you weren't planning on happening. Or you start your solo in one direction, somebody plays something else, and you're like, whoa, okay, let's, all while the groove keeps going on, and while inviting the audience into that. And so, you know, I was able to, you know, learn so much about, you know, I was exposed to a lot of Brazilian music before this, but playing with Romero, like, he brings these styles in under the kind of umbrella of jazz so effortlessly and authentically.
What we do is actually something influenced by Brazilian, influenced by New Orleans or jazz. Jazz is the language, like it says, a common language. But we created with this duo, with this, almost living together for the last 15 years, we created one other thing that's not necessarily just Brazilian or just jazz or just New Orleans or just anything. It's just a mixture of everything. It's the result is a mixture of everything, and that's the way I like it. I like music to be always open. The more open, the better, you know. So every night is different, depending on the audience, depending on the lighting, depending on the people. Can change at any moment, and that's a very exciting thing for me. It's going to always be, you know.
What about unexpected surprises and revelations regarding your musical differences? Have you learned any new tricks from each other?
A lot. That's for me the best school that I have in my life for music is to listen, to be always open, always listening to whoever is playing with you. And with Peter, he has so many different influences that he brings to his music that I only have to learn every minute and create something different. I, of course, Peter knows a lot about classical music, that Brazilian music has a lot to do also with classical music. Don Jobim and Edu Lobo and all the great composers have a lot to do with classical music. And Peter also. So besides jazz and everything else, there is the classical music that also united us in a way of creating different results, musical results every night, you know. And it's very interesting. They're always fresh. Even playing the same song, if we do, is very fresh.
I was just going to say, too, that, you know, I've learned a lot from playing with Romero, and a lot of it has been, you know, part of the reason we focus on this New Orleans and Brazil, the music from there, it's a reference point for ourselves and for the listener, and it's a very natural meeting place of those music. But I think more than anything, it's just like stuff that we like to play. And our own music, our own compositions really encompass that we play together. But it hasn't just been like, oh, I bring the New Orleans and he brings the Brazil. Romero, you know, introduced me to a tune he used to play years ago with Herbie Mann, great flautist. And, you know, that was like a New Orleans groove. And Romero was like, I think I kind of know this New Orleans-y type of thing. Musicians and Brazilian musicians that are at a high level, I've noticed, no matter what groove they're playing, they play with a kind of consistency and confidence that's really unmatched. And nothing against New York musicians and LA and Paris and Tokyo. I mean, there's great musicians all around. But those two places, I've never, it's just a specialty of that. And, you know, I've seen Romero play it, and then he's introduced me to some wonderful friends of his from Brazil that I've got a chance to play with. You can't stop grooving. I think there's always, like, multiple layers that are not told. Like, blues, yeah, it's sad, but there's a lot of very happy blues. Actually, that most of the blues we play with this duo are really more kind of joyful blues. You know, it's such a multiple-layer kind of form, and it means so much, like, on so many different levels, like the origins of it and just what the... I think it's more like just such a strong... primal musical form that really informs almost everything we do in jazz music, anything connected with jazz. You're never more than one step away from the blues.
What does the musical future look like for you two? I'm just wondering, any new projects or recordings in the mix?
We actually are just releasing next week, and we hope to have it available at the gig in Fayetteville. I think we will. Let me knock on some wood here. Yep, did it. A live duo project is very, very new and very fresh that we recorded the end of last year in Tokyo at a series of concerts we did there. And I think it's a great representation of really the spirit of what we do. You know, when we do these gigs, and sometimes we're like, oh my God, I wish we had a recording of this. I wish we had this. For me, some of my most favorite recordings growing up and still are live records. So I love doing that whenever I get the chance. And we don't do it enough. So, like, I'm super excited about this record because it captures me and Romero, like, really in action.
Gentlemen, thank you again so much. Can't wait to see you back in Northwest Arkansas.
The only thing is going to be wonderful for people that come to see what we have to show, you know, because we are very happy with the results when we play together. And yeah, we're ready for that. Let's go.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you so much.
Peter Martin Romero Lombombo Duo play twice Saturday night at 7 and at 9:30 at the Geisinger Music House on the Fayetteville Square. The shows mark the end of the annual KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series. You can find out more details at digjazz.com or KUAF.com. They spoke with Robert Ginsberg, and you can hear Robert Shades of Jazz every Friday night beginning at 10 on 91.3.